Greg, I'll not remind you of the scoreline, but it wasn't a very good game for you.
No, not at all. I think it's one of the poorest performances we've had since coming in, which is disappointing because the group were doing well up until this game. But all credit to Hamilton. I thought Hamilton came out and they gave us a bit of school the first half. They were hungrier, first to the ball, won the majority of their 50-50 battles, and you know, the way the conditions were against the wind was hard to defend it sometimes. But the manner in how it should be defended and the goals we got, and I could be here all day, you know, analysing it. Ultimately, our boys weren't good enough today, which is disappointing.
Because even just the one up, they were pressing quite a bit, weren't they?
Aye, they were, but you know, we were playing out of the press every time. We kept going back to the park, we were kicking the ball at the park, we were heading out of the park, we weren't clearing it, you know, and it wasn't like them. Which was tough, and you know, they got a barrage, you know, of goals in a short space of time, and they couldn't really handle it at that point, which was tough.
I don't think many teams could handle three goals in the last 3 minutes of a half.
But if you're going to leave it wide open, you know, you've got to defend for the middle at times as well. We kept it wide open. We didn't really put a foot in where it mattered. We allowed them to shoot for distance. If you're going to do that, they're going to score goals, and that's how.
What did you say to them at half time? You made three half time substitutions, but you're hoping to bring it back a bit in the second half.
That's the thing, you know, you've been involved in games ourselves and been 4 or 5 nil up, and it's very hard for a team to come out the second half and maintain that level of performance. Plus as well, we had the wind, which helped the second half. You know, I'm not going to go into the half time team talk. We weren't happy. We told them that, and we move on. But that's football, right? You know, it's part of development. It's part of growing up. Sometimes you need a kick up the backside at times, and you know, that's what happens. So it's, you know, you 5-0 down, you've got to make changes. You know, I was wanting to do the four, but you've got to leave one back a little bit. But it could have been any one of them.
So you just move on from that and try and pick up again next week?
Oh, you do. I mean, that's the beauty of it, right? You've got a game next week against Morton, which will be a decent game. Hamilton are the top of the league for a reason. They've got a very, very good youth set up there. And that was the piece that hurt most was, you know, is Hamilton that far ahead of us right now? I'd say no, because, you know, I can see how the boys played last week, the week before. The improvement in them, but you know, it's maybe a good thing. It's maybe a good thing you get beat by that amount of goals now and again. But you know, we'll look at it, we'll analyse it, we'll train them day to day and make them better. And you know, it's just they were much better than us today, and we struggled.
I think it can only get better.
That's right. That's right.
Cheers.